So let's review. The previous Mishnah concluded with the case of Zegitich Mahayim in Mesi Mechayliza. If a Shrivmara, a dying person who is bedridden, gave his wife a get and stated, "This is your get from today if I die from this illness," but he then recovered somewhat and even walked outside, but afterward he became sick again and died. We assess the cause of his death. If he died from the first sickness, the get is valid because the tanai of emesim uchilizeh was fulfilled. But if he died from a second sickness, the get is not valid because the tanai was not fulfilled. Rav Huna explains our Mishnah to be speaking of a case where he did not fully recover. And Rav Huna interprets the amad v'halach b'shuk as follows. Amad mechilizeh v'nofel chili achar. He went from one illness into another. And halach al mishantoy. He only walked on a crutch. In this case, if b'chala umeis, he ultimately died, im denaisai. And if he died from the initial illness, the get is valid because the tanai of emesim mechilizeh was fulfilled. However, on the one hand, if loy amad, he remained bedridden, the get is valid even without Oim Dinaisa, because we certainly assume that he died from the initial illness. On the other hand, if Amad Vahalach, he walked without assistance, he is fully recovered and the get is null and void, because the Tanai of Emesi Mechilizeh was not fulfilled. As Rav Huna says, Gitoi kematnasai. The get of a Shchimara is similar to his Matana, in that Ma Matnasai im Amad Chayzer, Af Gitoi im Amad Chayzer. If he recovers from his sickness, both his Matana and his get are cancelled. And Uma Gitoi Avagav Dele Parish, just as regarding his get, it's given to his wife even though he did not complete his instructions. He only said Kisoivu, write it, but he did not say Tenu, deliver it. Af Matnasai, Kivin Dama Tenu, Avagav Dele Konomine, so too regarding his Matana, they give it to the recipient even though he did not finalize it. He only said Tenu, but he did not perform an actual Kinyan. The Gemara continues that Rabba and Rabba disagree with Rav Huna and make the following distinction. If the Shchivmara specified in Meisi Mechilizeh only then in Imamat Chayzer, however, if he gave a get bestam and did not specify in Meisi Mechilizeh, Imamat Eino Chayzer. If he recovers from his sickness, the Rabban initiated that the get is valid because Gezeir Shemayimur Yesh Get Lachar Misa. They were concerned that a person might mistakenly assume that a get takes effect even after death, since this get is only valid if he dies, but not if he recovers. The Gemara asks, how can a get to Rabbanan override the din deraisa that the get is not valid? The Gemara answers, Man de Mekadosh adai to the Rabbanan Mekadosh. During Kedushin, one must specify Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael, which implies that the Kedushin is only effective with the consent of Bezdin. Tafkein Rabbanan le Kedushin. Therefore, when the Shchimra does recover, the Chacham nullified the Kedushin retroactively, and she was never an Eishes Ish. The Gemara explains that if Kaddish Bekaspa, if the initial Kedushin was with money, this works based on the concept of Hefker Bezen Hefker. The Chacham can confiscate his ownership, and since the money did not belong to him, the Kedushin was never effective. And if Kaddish Bebia, if the initial Kedushin was Bia, this works based on the concept of Shavu Rabban Lebilasa Bilas Nus. The Chacham deemed a Bia's Nus, not a Bia's Kedushin. Zakta Mishnah, Loi Tisachari Moi. If a person gives his wife a get and states Mehayoyim im Mesi, the husband and wife may not be secluded because, as Rashi explains, Asul Lesiachar im Apanuya. It's forbidden for a man and an unmarried woman to be in seclusion, and the wife is possibly a Panuya, because if he dies, the get takes effect retroactively. Ela Befnei Eidim. They may not be secluded unless there are others present. Afil al pi eved, afil al pi shivcha. This includes a servant or maidservant because they will not be intimate in their presence. Chutz mishivcha sa mepnei sheli begaspa. Bishivcha sa. This excludes her personal maidservant in whose presence she will not be embarrassed to be intimate. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Braisa regarding if Edim did observe the husband and wife in seclusion or being intimate. And the Gemara offers three explanations to the machlekes. Rav Nachman says there is no machlekes where loy ru'ua shenivala. If they were merely observed going into seclusion, but were not seen cohabiting, ein cheshen shemenes asku b'dava acher. There's no concern for bia, and therefore they did not require a get. And there's also no machlekes where ru'ua shenivala, cheshen mishum kedushin. If Edom did see a bia, there is a concern that they intended for kedushin, and therefore they do require a second get. The machlekes is only where nosen la kesafim. If the Edom saw a bia, and they also saw the husband give her money, The Tanakhama holds Cheshen Mishum Znus, Vein Cheshen Mishum Kedushin. We assume that they intended for Znus, but not for Kedushin. And they did not require a get, because Darminun Be'es Nonon Asin La. The money was most likely a payment for Znus, because the money is not needed for Kedushin, since the Bi itself effectuates Kedushin. While Rabbi Yisrael Behuda holds, Af Bezu Cheshen Mishum Kedushin. Even if he gave her money, there is a concern for Kedushin, and they do require a get, because as Rashi explains, Dilma Matana, perhaps the money was intended as a gift. Abaye agrees with Rav Nachman that there is no machlikis where Loi Ru'ua Shenivala, that En Cheshen Shemen Es Aska B'Dava Acher. However, he disagrees with Rav Nachman in that the machlikis is where Ru'ua Shenivala V'Loi Nosen La Kesafim. The Tanakhama holds, Cheshen Mishum Znus, V'En Cheshen Mishum Kedushin, while Rabbi Yisrael Behuda holds Af Cheshen Mishum Kedushin. Rava disagrees with both Abaye and Rav Nachman that the machlekes is even where Le'ru'u Shenivala, and that the Tanakhama holds Ein Cheshen Shemen Esasku B'Dava Acher, while Rabbi Yisrael Behuda holds Cheshen Mishum Kedushin, because as Rashi explains, Kivin DeGaisi Adad De Cheshen Le'Bia. Since they are already familiar with each other, there's concern for Bia, and they do require a get. The Mishnah now cites a machlekes regarding Mahi Ba'is Nayamim. What is the wife's status from the time she accepts the get until her husband dies? As Rashi explains, there's no machlekes that if he states Mahayoyim Meisi, she's considered a penuya if he ultimately dies because the get takes effect retroactively. The machlekes is merely Ba'imer Me'is Shani Ba'olam. If he states that the get shall take effect in the final moment of my life, Behuda says, Ke'eshes Ish L'chol D'Vareha, she's considered definitely married regarding all matters. And habola b'mezid b'chenik b'shoigig b'chatas. If she has relations with another man, if it was intentional, they receive misa, and if it was unintentional, they're obligated in a chatas because he holds that the get takes effect only samach l'misa. Rabbi Yossi says megureshes fe'ena megureshes. Her status is questionable, and habola b'ashem toli. If she had relations b'shoigig, they're not obligated in a chatas, but in an ashem toli, because kol shait de misafkele b'me'eshani ba'olam. Each moment is possibly the time of the get. The Gemara cites a brisa with a third opinion. Rav Meir says, "Be'ilasa tuluya, it's pending." As Rashi explains, "Mashmale mishas nesina." If he dies, the get takes effect retroactively from the moment of its acceptance. Therefore, if he dies, she was a penuya all along, and haba la pater. But if he does not die, then she was an eshes ish all along, and haba la b'chatas.